Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, with great gift ideas for everyone on your list this Christmas, in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
A very good evening and welcome along to another edition of The Score. Coming up on tonight's programme, we'll be looking ahead to some big games in Ulster for Donegal clubs. We'll hear from St Union's Brian McIntyre ahead of their Ulster Hurling Championship final against Castle Blaney. Danny Cullen will preview Setanta's Ulster Intermediate semi-final against Middleton of Armagh. And Dunloe Ladies manager Tony Boyle will be telling us about their preparations for Sunday's Ulster final against Lavey. Plus, we'll be hearing from Declan Kerr, who will highlight the upcoming Donegal Sports Star Awards. But it's with boxing we begin, and professional boxing is back in Donegal for the first time in over 13 years, with the Rumble and the Hulls taking place at the Aura Complex in Letterkenny this coming Saturday night, the 18th of November. It's a joint Elite Shear promotion, which of course involves our very own Jason Quigley, and they've come up with a really, really solid card as pro boxing comes back to the county. The headline is going to be, of course, Joe Ward making his first professional appearance in Ireland. James McGivern is going to battle for a Celtic title. Tyler Jolly, the Walsh brothers, Liam and Paddy, and our very own Danny Boyle are among those that will be taken to the ring on a Saturday night at the Aura Leisure Centre. Well, earlier today I was speaking to the man that's in charge of the elite side of things. His name is Barry Walsh, his father to Liam and Paddy, and he says that there's a quality action set to come to the northwest this weekend. Tell us now, Barry, what's the response been like from the people of the northwest and the people of Donegal, because you've been here for a couple of days, and obviously this is a big thing for the county boxing wise because we haven't had a pro show in a very long time.
No, I think Paul McCluskey, actually, he boxed in the Aura Arena, was the last professional boxing held in Letterkenny and in Donegal. And I have to say, we've been blown away by the welcome that we've had. You know, everyone, Dara and Joanne and everyone at the Aura Centre, the hotels, everybody has just been so supportive and welcoming, and nothing is too much trouble for anybody. You know, we're absolutely over the moon, and we just, you know, obviously it's on Jason's home territory, and we're just delighted to see if we can get it, and we get good support now. And if by the way things have gone, we're over the moon with it, and we intend to do a lot more because so far so good, you know.
Yeah, it's a good quality bill you have as well for the show, Barry.
Quality is that you're absolutely spot on, Oisin. It's quality right through. And we also wanted to give an opportunity with bringing it back here. There's a huge amateur infrastructure around Donegal, Derry, you know. And if you look at all of them clubs, the local clubs that are up here, there's a huge amount of quality. So we're kicking off what we've agreed with the BUI and the IABA is to allow the elite lads that have been in the elites now currently. So we're kicking off with Kyle Sherrington is coming up from Dublin to box a local lad called Matty Borlan. And then we've got Castle McLaughlin boxing Cody Peoples. So we're starting off with two top-class elite amateur lads that are getting the opportunity to actually box on a professional show with all the staging and everything for them to walk out and to be allowed on the card. It's been fantastic. We're delighted to give them the opportunity. So we then kick off with Jason Myers. Jason Myers was one of the top amateurs of this country. He so Jason actually is making his debut. He's a cruiserweight. He was 11 times national champion. He was European champion. He got to the finals of the world championships as an amateur. Took a bit of a break for 2 years, come back and come back as a professional. So we're very excited. We've signed Jason. We manage him, and he's making his professional debut. So we're starting off the professional card with a serious fight. We've got a lad coming over from Bulgaria for him, an undefeated lad for a debut is a big statement. So Martin Milev is tall, is strong. It's a tough fight for Jason, but we believe in his quality with that. We've then got the second lad on then we have from Dublin is a lad called Kane Lewis. Kane is one of the sparring partners of my son Paddy. Great kid, undefeated. So we've got a lad coming, a Czech lad for him, Jan Grohl. Very, very awkward lad for him. When they say styles make a fight, that's a fight. So then we've a serious fight for Paddy, my son. He's on third. He's boxing Dale Arrowsmith. Dale Arrowsmith has just had just became a Centurion, had 100 professional fights. So to get a name like that, you know, this is only Paddy's third fight as a professional. Dale Arrowsmith is a quality name and a great ranking for Paddy. He's got to come through it, obviously, you know. So, you know, Dale never comes to make up the numbers. And then we have the local lad, Danny Boyle. He's actually from Letterkenny. Danny is bringing a massive support. He spent all his amateur career here in Letterkenny. Has had a fantastic start. He's actually training over in England. But he was here for the public workout and everything. Massive following for him, and a big debut over here to do it at home for him. So we've a Bulgarian lad coming over. Borisov is coming over to box Danny. Tough fight. Danny boxed so well the last time in the York Hall in London. You know, we needed to get the right lad for him, and so it's a big ask for him with Borisov is well recognised in the professional lineup. Then a very, very exciting kid that we have in Scotland, Tyler Jolly. He was Commonwealth champion, multiple national champions, boxed for GP, boxed for Scotland. Very, very good amateur. Brought him over into the professional ranks. He signed, he made his debut when Jason made his return at the stadium. He had one other fight since in Scotland, won both convincingly. So we've a lad coming from Poland for him, a lad called Damian Haas. Very, very tough. Again, like you said, Oisin, it's about the quality, you know, and we're very, very excited about Tyler. Then my second son, Liam. He's boxing an undefeated kid. Both of them have knocked their last opponents out. And the kid coming over from the Czech Republic, he was a two-time national champion over there. Got to the European finals. And again, very, very, very tough kid. And then we go on to we have a title fight then for James McGivern. James is our local lad from Belfast. He's boxing a very, very, very serious. Two undefeated kids. Josh Sandford is coming over from Glasgow, undefeated, and identical records. It's whenever you want to put, anybody wanted to write a script for a title fight, it's these two lads. They're absolutely made for each other, and they're undefeated. They're both convincing wins. Very, very tough fight for James. James is, in my opinion, I think James has got the boxing ability, but Josh is seriously, seriously tough operator. And then the big man himself, Joe Ward, Irish Olympian, making his home return. All his professional fights have been in America. He's been co-headline over in Madison Square Garden. He's coming back to Ireland and he's making his Irish return here in Letterkenny. He's topping the bill against Prince Okonati. Prince Okonati is he was the super middleweight champion of Africa, and he's come all the way from Ghana. He's 11 wins, 10 knockouts. So serious headline for us, and we're over the moon that we're able to sign the lads and put it on. So the card is exceptional. It's been we couldn't really have put anything better on, I don't think.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it certainly is a quality card for the return of professional boxing to Letterkenny, and it's something that Jason has been very excited about. But this teaming up of Elite and Shear, this is going to be the first of many, is it, here in the Northwest, Barry?
Well, that's what we're hoping. We want to push it around as well. We're hoping to, we want the Rumble in the Hills to be like a base for us here, that we can roll out a number of, when you're bringing on, quality boxers, you need to keep them active. Obviously, we've plans to do shows further down the country. We want to do one in Kerry. We want to do another one back in Dublin. But we want to make them up here as an established volume. We want to create volume with quality up here. And it being on Jason's doorstep obviously is a big advantage for us here. We've had great support. The tickets have gone well, and it's the ideal spot for us to be putting on a show. So many of them, we have a fantastic relationship together, and but we're very particular with the quality, and that'll shine through when they, as you say, with the card,
Yeah. Just finally, tomorrow Friday, there is, of course, the weigh-in, which is taking place at the Letterkenny Shopping Centre. The time for that has been put back an hour until 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon, but it's an early opportunity for boxing fans to get a look at the fighters.
100%. 100%. We've a lot of the lads arriving from the Czech Republic, from Bulgaria, from Poland. Everybody's flying in for the weigh-in tomorrow. So all the lads will be... 3 o'clock at the Letterkenny Shopping Centre. It'll be a great buzz. We had unbelievable atmosphere around there for the public weigh-out. It went down really well, and everyone, the support again, everyone was delighted to see it. And the support that we had from the people, Brian and everyone over at the shopping centre, was first class. So tomorrow, you'll see the lads in flesh. You'll see the face-offs. You'll see them standing facing each other ready, and that's them ready then. Them lads will they'll all be in gear then, ready for Saturday.
Super stuff indeed. Listen, Barry Walsh, many thanks for joining us here on Highland Radio, and we wish you every success over the weekend here in Donegal with the big boxing show.
Really appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Good to catch up with Barry Walsh of Elite Promotions, who have teamed up with Shear Sports, of course, to bring you that Rumble in the Hills at the Aura Complex in Letterkenny this coming Saturday night. Don't forget, the weigh-in tomorrow afternoon at the Letterkenny Shopping Centre is at 3 o'clock, and all the fighters who will be fighting on Saturday night will be at the weigh-in tomorrow. And just one other note of boxing news. Elias Golden Gloves are hosting their annual show tomorrow night, Friday. That's at the Halfway House in Burnfoot. It's at 8:15. There's 14 contests down for decision there, and there will be Ulster and Irish champions on the bill. So we'll go for a quick commercial break. Stay with us. More on The Score to come after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, with great gift ideas for everyone on your list this Christmas, in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Welcome back to The Score, as we focus in on Gaelic games, and there's three huge Ulster games coming up this weekend for three Donegal sides in the form of St Eunan's, Satanta and the Dunloe Ladies. We're going to start with St Eunan's, who are returning to Own Rua in Dungannon this coming Sunday afternoon to play in the Ulster Club Hurling Championship Final. The venue hosted their semi-final tie against Swatra last weekend, where, of course, St Eunan's won on penalties to progress through to a first ever Ulster Hurling Final for the club. It's a massive occasion for them. Castle Blaney, the Monaghan champions, are going to provide the opposition. And it's actually going to be the third week on the bounce that St Eunan's are playing. And hopefully there'll be no fatigue in the legs, and they'll be able to put in a performance this weekend that will give the Cathedral Town a very first Ulster Hurling title. This week, previewing that game, I've been speaking to one of the St Eunan's players, Brian McIntyre. Well, what's it been like this week around the camp? There's not much downtime after that, I suppose, dramatic semi-final one. Is it, we're stripped back into preparations for a final. I'll take it on Tuesday night, will you?
Yeah, we're training up in Convoy Centre of Excellence there last night. So it's been a fairly hectic few weeks now. We played Oma, I think it was 2.5 weeks ago, and then Swatter last week. And now we're going into Castlevania on Sunday. So it's been a hectic enough few weeks, but sure, it's great to be at it.
Great to be at it. But do you think that's fair in a provincial championship that you're playing 3 weeks on the bounce, Brian, having had such a big, massive layoff from the county final?
I know what you mean. It's probably not ideal. Maybe an extra week in between the final would be nice. But personally, I'm happy enough to just rattle on. I love games week in, week out. And I know, especially after the game going to extra time last day, maybe the extra week could make a difference. But no, we're loving it. So, we just want to keep them coming now, to be honest.
Yeah, and I suppose all the guys are in the same boat there. The recovery was key when you're playing games, when they're coming in and thick and fast. How's the rest of the squad handling it at the moment, Brian?
Yeah, no, I think everyone seems to be in good enough form. I think, obviously we mentioned Sean McVeigh's out in Lisbon enjoying himself this week, so he'll be grand recovery-wise. But the rest of us that are here, I think outside of Cormac Finn, unfortunately, is suspended for the final, but touchwood will be all good outside of that.
But we better just clarify that Sean McVeigh is actually out working he's working as well, so it's not all fun and games for Sean McVeigh. But listen, Sean's been involved in big matches, so he has for Donegal down through the years, but this is probably the biggest game so far for him and for all you guys as well, playing with your club.
Yeah, no, 100%. It's massive, really. When you look, I think it's only 25, 30 years since the hurling got back up and going again in the club. And it's brilliant. It's just testament to everyone that's put in so much work, helping all of us kind of coming up through the ranks, because it's not the most popular sport. And there's so many people that put in, give hours upon hours, you know, yearly, every week. It's just down to them that we're in this situation now. So it's just hopefully we can make the most of it, because then people definitely deserve it.
Yeah, and if you were to win it on Sunday, it would be a massive lift for hurling, and it would add that, I suppose, extra bit of interest in it in the future if St. Eunice could win an Ulster title.
Yeah, 100%. I think last year you've seen Satanta done really well. They won it last year. So if another team from Donegal could win it again this year, it kind of shows that there's good strides being made in the county, and there's different clubs that can compete at this level. So it would be huge now for the county if we could do it on Sunday. So yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. What about Castlevania? You haven't had much time to study them. What do you know of your opposition for this weekend, Bray?
No, I don't actually know too much of them. We've got a video of them from the most recent game that they played, and they do look a really strong side. And actually, they got the All-Ireland final in this competition in 2019, I think it was. So that game's up on YouTube, and so I watched a bit of that. And you know, they're a great side. They played a Kilkenny team that day, and I think they only got beat by a couple of points. And they played really, really well. So I know some people have mentioned about that Donegal would be at a higher standard at hurling at the Monaghan at the minute, but that does not come into the equation at all in club level. These boys, they're a quality side. So it's hard to know what way it'll go.
Yeah, and we might just maybe reflect back on that semi-final one against Swatra. All the talk was after you came through your opening game, which is won comfortably, was that Swatra would be the red-hot favourites to progress. But just put it up to the Derry boys. What was the nerves like for you, Brian, going through that penalty shootout?
it wasn't nice. Now it's you know, my heart went out to whoever lost that game, because you know it was both teams, I think, really, really performed and gave absolutely everything. So you know, it wasn't fair that a team had to lose in penalties, but. I was delighted now when Cathal O'Brien scored the winning penalty. It was a great feeling, but I suppose if we go out and get beat this weekend, then it'll be long forgotten about.
Yeah, somebody was telling me, is it Offaly Cathal O'Brien's from?
Yeah, he's an Offaly man.
He's an Offaly man, but he hasn't played that many games for Unions, is that correct, Brian?
He hasn't. No, that was actually his second game for us, his first start. So it wasn't a bad way to introduce himself into the club. He scored the winning penalty in an Ulster semi-final. So there's definitely been worse days.
Yeah. Well, listen, he's all got a massive lift of that game. But what sort of performance finally now, Brian, is it going to take on Sunday if yous are going to be able to topple Cassablanca and become Ulster champions for the first time?
It'll definitely need an absolutely massive performance. It'll need something similar to what we've done against Waterford, but probably just with a bit more quality. We really battled hard in that game, and we easily could have thrown in the towel on a few occasions, but we just kept going and kept going. So that's what it's all about at this time of the year, when the weather's not great and you're not going to get every break, and the rest not going to be, you know, there'll be decisions that go against you and go with you. You just have to keep working as hard as you can and keep working for every break, and hopefully at the end then you've got a cup on the way home. So touch wood now, that's what happens on Sunday.
Yeah, fingers crossed. There will be full live match commentary from that Ulster final here in Highland. I'll be joined in the commentary position by Eugene Organ as from the 1 o'clock start in Owen Rua in Dungannon as St. Unions take on Cassablanca. Brian McIntyre, many thanks for joining us today, and we wish you and the Unions boys all the best of luck at the weekend.
Not a bother. Thanks a million, Ashton. Thanks for that.
It's Brian McIntyre of St. Unions. Big day ahead for them on Sunday. And that game, of course, will be live here on Highland in association with Sister Sarah's in Letterkenny. But the action is going to start on Saturday, also with hurling. And it's another massive game for Setanta. The Donegal senior champions are taking on Middleton na Féinne of Armagh in the second semi-final of the Ulster Club Intermediate Hurling Championship. It's the second game of a double-header being played at Owen Beg. The first semi-final starts at 2 with Air Og taking on Kickham's Creggan. This is new territory, so it is for Setanta. No Donegal club has ever played at the semi-final stage of an intermediate hurling championship. And Setanta, who had that brilliant victory last time out against Ballinascreen, are hoping to follow suit again this weekend and make it to the decider. I've been speaking with one of the veterans of Donegal hurling, and a man that knows a thing or two about playing on the big stage with county, but now wants to do it with club, and that's Danny Cullen.
It's a big game for us now. I can't lie about it. We're always playing in junior Ulster before, and our intermediate was our first one there against Ballinascreen. It's new territory, but it's exciting for us, and we're all looking forward to it now.
The long break from the Donegal Championship to Ulster, it obviously didn't have a big impact on you in a negative way. So it didn't, because it was nearly 3 months or something was the break between you guys starting provincial and having won the Donegal Championship. So you've kept things ticking over in a very positive manner during that period, Danny.
Yeah, no, look, at the end of the day, if you would have lost that game, they'd be saying that the break was too long, and we just kind of looked after ourselves, got plenty of challenge games in between it, and we just kind of managed the break well enough, we kind of took the first month off, and kind of gives you time to kind of re-energize and kind of get back into it and look forward to it, it's hurling too, so it's just a matter about performing on the day, and you got to train the whole way through that to break, but you wouldn't have got the same result, so that's just the way it can go sometimes.
Yeah. Was that one against Ballinascreen probably your best performance to date, was it?
Yeah, it's definitely up there now. They're a very good side, but I know in Donegal too, when you're playing Unions and Bird, you always have done your game to perform there too, if you want to make the right side of the result. As a team, we really, really clicked, especially first 10 minutes didn't look great, but from then on, probably the most impressive thing was when this, especially too, wasn't the kind of the more senior boys who were standing up, but was the kind of younger lads around the, Jared Gilmore, Oshin Marley, very good game, and Stephen Craig, has probably been one of our top performers all year round. It's probably one of the best things. That's probably why you can be that level now, because you've got so many high performers.
And yous were obviously going into that game as huge underdogs as well, and it's going to be a similar case this weekend too. So does Danny.
Yeah, I suppose when you come through Donegal, you're kind of more or less favourite. So it's kind of you always have that target in your back, and it's kind of hard to carry at times. It was actually nice for us even going down to Derry last night, because there was a huge weight was off our shoulders, and it was kind of they had all the kind of pressure on them, and performing home ground, and for us it's going to be the same again, because Middleton are a very seasoned team, they've been they've been winning these championships also in the Mays for over the last 10 years, you know, two or three times, like, and they've even got an R in Hurling Intermediate final in 2012. So, you know, they're a very good side, very seasoned and very experienced. And, you know, for us, like, it's just a shot in the hunt, like, you know, so.
You'll be looking for a better start than you did the last day against Ballinascreen, given the fact that the opposition is probably going to be a wee bit stiffer this time around.
Yeah, definitely. And I suppose just the way, with a few handy frees, kind of, they got the start, like, kind of would have put a bit of glamour on that for them. But we kind of, once we kind of settled in, you know, we really found our feet and, you know, kind of got a few good scores there. Deck and Colder really stood up and got a serious score and kind of lifted the whole thing. And then Joshua, but kind of a good goal, like, and, you know, kind of settled in and we can look back. But we won't get that chance against Middletown now. We'll have to really go at it from the start, like, and just, there'll be no second chance of them boys, like.
Yeah, but there's a confidence within the Setanta group, so there is obviously off the back of the last day. And listen, you're not going to fear away from the challenge, and you'll be having it in your own head that you're very, very capable of progressing through and getting through another game.
Oh, 100%. Like, look, we have a nice wee panel there between mixture of youth and old, like, and some boys really in their prime at the moment, like, and some boys hurting really well, like Bernard Lafferty and Jared Gilmore, like, probably having his best season they ever had was, like, and, you know, and we've played these boys a couple of times, you know, in different friendlies and different other leagues, like Ulster leagues and development leagues and stuff, like, and, you know, always give a good account of ourselves, like, and, you know, it's like anything too, like, it's a semi-final and it just depends what team shows up on the night, like, and look, we'll be looking forward to it in that way, like, and so the pressure's off, just a matter now going out and trying to do our best, like.
Yeah, just finally then, how you fix team-wise, is everybody available for the weekend?
Yeah, everyone's ready to go, like, so just we have hopefully Mark Callaghan now, he's the only boy we're waiting on now, so we'll see how he pans out, but on that now we should be all good now.
Okay, listen Danny, thanks for taking the call and we wish you and the Setanta boys all the best in that Ulster semi-final on Saturday.
All right, thanks Oisín.
That's Danny Cullen ahead of Setanta's game against Middletown of Armagh, once again 4 o'clock in Owenbeg on Saturday. And Ryan Ferry of the Donegal News will have updates from that game on a Saturday afternoon. Moving on now to ladies football, and the big games for Dunloe GAA Club keep coming. This weekend, their ladies are involved in the Junior Football Championship final. Dunloe, of course, have taken two massive victories in recent weeks to progress through to the decider, where they will play the Derry champions Lavey at Healy Park in Omagh, and there's a 12:30 start for this game on Sunday afternoon. I've been speaking with their manager, Tony Boyle, the man, of course, who was involved in the All-Ireland success with Donegal in 1992, and he says the preparations ahead of the final have been going well.
It's been fantastic, Oisín, to be fair. Listen, it's massive occasion for the Gaers, massive occasion for the club as a whole, you know, so everyone's sort of rolling in behind. It's been a busy few weeks because obviously we had the quarter final and the semi final back to back, and then the older girls got a week's rest. But we had 8 of our minors out in the Ulster Minor Championship against Omagh St Enda's. Unfortunately, we didn't get a result last Sunday, but thankfully everyone came through. Everyone came through okay. But listen, a great buzz, and really, really looking forward to a big day out for the club.
Yeah, many of the minor girls do you have involved in the senior as well, Tony?
Well, we'd actually. Oisín, we had eight minors started our semi-final against T. Holland, and a ninth came on, and we have another three on the bench. So there is a big crossover. There is a big crossover between the two teams. And listen, it's a wee bit unfortunate that they run the Ulster Minor Championship and the senior competition sort of side by side, because, you know, for junior clubs and probably some intermediate clubs where numbers are fairly tight, there's always going to be a crossover. And unfortunately for us, we couldn't really give the minor championship our full attention because we had the quarter final and the semi final on the previous two Sundays. But listen, we give it our best shot. We have to put the disappointment past us or behind us very quick and prepare now for the junior final on Sunday.
Yeah, well, you're putting everything into this junior final now this coming weekend. What sort of opposition is the Derry champions Lavey gonna provide for you on Sunday?
Listen, they're going to provide any team that makes an Ulster Club final. It's going to be difficult, Oisín. Again, you know, it's not a team, you know, we don't know a lot about them. We know that they've actually only been in existence playing football for 2 years. I think it's a lot of the Camogie girls, but they've won the Junior Championship last year and the Intermediate Championship in Derry. So I think someone had said that they're actually unbeaten. So it's going to be a big task. And listen, everyone knows that the history that that the Labby Club has in men's football at club level. So listen, we're expecting a massive battle. But as I said, probably I'm hoping also that our two games, you know, our game against Cole Island went to extra time, and our game against Sea Holland in the semi final went down to the wire. So I'm hoping both them games will stand to the gears come Sunday.
Do you have a fully fit squad, do you, Tony, for the game?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, young Rhiannon McCready, who's one of our main minor and senior players, picked up an ankle knock at the county final weekend, and she was in the cast and only got out last week, so it's come too early. Listen, over this last couple of weeks, Oisin, we've picked up a few knocks because we've been out 3 weeks in a row and that. But listen, we'll be fit a call on a nearly fully fit squad. You know, there's going to be a few girls. Gears carrying knocks, but when you're playing in a championship that's running week after week, you know nobody's going to be 100% fit. But as I said, most of the panel will be available for Sunday, and hopefully we'll be fit to go as strong as we can.
Yeah, are the Gears excited about it? Are they?
Listen, it is. Oisin, I've said it. You know, last year our men won the intermediate championship at Donegal, and they got through to the semi final. They had a couple of games in Ulster away games, and listen, all the girls went to supporters to them games, and the excitement back then was brilliant, you know, because it was something we weren't used to. Now the shoe's on the other foot, and it's the girls that are travelling through Ulster playing matches, and the men and our supporters, parents and relations are travelling to follow these girls. So it's absolutely brilliant for the girls. You know, they're a great bunch. You know, our main aim, as I said before, was to win junior this year, because we feel we're good enough. We lost the previous two junior finals, yeah, and we feel we're ready to get into intermediate football in Donegal, and everything else was a bonus after that. And now we find ourselves in an Ulster club final, 60 minutes away from Ulster championship. So we're going to give it everything to try and win this game on Sunday.
Yeah, just finally, listen, you're in an Ulster final, so you are now, Tony, but the building blocks to this just wasn't about last year and trying to move up into intermediate in Donegal. But you have to go back up through the underage ranks when all this started. Now you're sort of reaping the rewards of it.
No, absolutely, Oisin. There's a lot of work. There's a lot of work going on in the club, you know, this last 5 or 6 years, you know, by a lot of our coaches and parents and that. You know, we're probably lucky, I've said it before, that, you know, we have a lot of ex-players like, you know, obviously myself, Robert Whirley, Raymond Sweeney, Sean Sharkey, Joe Boyle, Jamie Sweeney, Mark Clerken, that have played senior football for Dunlow, that have daughters and got involved in the ladies' side, on the underage girls side of thing, and that's probably helped the quality of coaching. And you know we've had a couple of great years at underage where we've won all the underage competitions over the last 2 years, Division 1A at under 14, 16 and 18 level. And listen, it's a lot of them girls, them minors that are playing on Sunday. I've been involved with them for this last 5 years. So a lot of hard work has gone on to it. This is, I keep telling the girls, Sunday's a reward for all this hard work, you know, and also failing, but it's something that we obviously want to enjoy, but at this stage, we want to go on and try and win it.
Okay, well, we wish you every success at the weekend, Tony. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thanks, Oisin.
That's the 92 legend. That is Tony Boyle, now manager of the Dunlow Ladies. Looking forward to that Ulster final this coming weekend against Labby, and we wish them the very best of luck in that tie. Time for another break.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, with great gift ideas for everyone on your list this Christmas, in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Welcome back to the final piece on the Score programme for tonight. In athletics, the National Senior and Junior Cross Country Championships are taking place in Gowran in County Kilkenny this coming Sunday, the 19th of November. And there will, of course, be a host of Donegal athletes who will be heading that direction. If we recap 12 months, of course, it was held at Rosapenna. It was a fantastic day of athletics, and it turned out to be a good day as well for the Northwest athletes competing. And they're hoping to sort of emulate that success this weekend down in Kilkenny. Letterkenny AC won silver last year. This time around, they're going to be led out by Nikita Burke. National Marathon champion Anne-Marie McGlynn is not available for the trip this time around. So the rest of the team is going to be made up of Nolene Scanlon, Natasha Adams and Claire McGuigan. Finn Valley's Sean McGinley and Amy Green will be hoping for podiums in the under-23 races, while Cranford's Caelan McFadden will also be running in the under-18 race, and he will be battling hard for a medal there as well. Patsy McGonigal will, of course, be keeping us right up to date with all the action from the international cross country this coming Sunday afternoon here on Highland Radio. On Friday in horse racing, Oisin Orr is riding at the Bahrain International Trophy. The Donegal jockey will be on board the Richard Fahey trained Alex Ferguson part owned Spirit Dancer in a race which carries a prize of over $1 million. Orr has already ridden the horse to success on three occasions at York and Windsor this year. Spirit Dancer is seen by the bookies to be well off the pace at 40-1, while Native World is the heavily backed favourite there. Orr, of course, has rode 63 winners in this year's GB flat season. It's going to be another busy weekend of soccer action in the Northwest, with full programmes of games taking place in Donegal and in Shone. The big matches this weekend are in relation to the Ulster Junior Shield competition, with games on Saturday and Sunday. But there's also league action on Saturday and Sunday in Donegal and in Shone taking place. And it all kicks off tomorrow night, Friday, with the first game of the weekend. It's in the Temple Domestic Appliances Division 1, and it's a massive derby. 8 o'clock is the start time. Bunnaggy United up against Letterkenny Rovers, and the Dry Arch Park is set to host that derby on tomorrow evening, Friday, once again kicking off at 8 o'clock. Okay, moving on to the final section of the programme, and the nomination deadline is fast approaching for the Donegal Sports Star Awards, and the committee is asking those to get their entries in for significant achievements that have taken place during the 2023 year. There has, of course, been an impressive array of successes by Donegal teams and individuals at local, provincial and national level, as well as abroad, that deserves to be recognised at the annual awards, which is taking place for the 40th time on Friday the 26th of January. But it's all about getting your nomination in time. You have until tomorrow week, the 24th of November, as Declan Kerr has been telling Highland Radio Sport. So Declan, welcome along to the studios of Highland as we talk Donegal Sports Star Awards for 2023 once again. Listen, the nominations are closing next week, the 24th of November. Before we talk about that, the school's nomination closed at the end of October. And what was the response like on the school front?
Yes, Oisin, we were very pleased with the response, and thanks to the local media again for their coverage and highlighting the schools, which are a very important part of the Donegal Sports Star Awards going back to the late 1970s. And the response was very good, and it's important for schools. We had 9 categories, and we have had good interest in each of those categories. So very pleased with that, Oisin, and hopefully now for the general nominations, it'll be the same story, with the closing date, of course, coming up now on Friday week, the 24th.
Yeah. With the general nominations, what has the uptake been like, Declan? I know it's a case that people always have a tendency to go late with it, but what's it been like over the last couple of weeks?
Well, it's been reasonably good, Oisin, but as you say yourself, it's really into the final week that the big push comes on, and we generally find that there is a rush in the coming days, in the last 7 days. And I suppose, listen, the local clubs, it's important now that they look at their achievements and get their nominations in now to us, at either going on to the website at www.donegalsportsstarawards.ie or by emailing us at info@donegalsportsstarawards.ie. A lot of successes, Oisin, in 2023, and by the way, the nominations are for the calendar year of 2023. So a lot of successes at county, provincial, national, and of course abroad. So it's important now that those achievements are recognised and that nominations can be sent in to us as soon as possible.
Yeah, and obviously photographs and video footage,
yes,
accompanies the nomination as well.
Absolutely, yeah. All photographs and just a little bit about the actual achievement, and obviously any video footage would all be welcome. And that adds to the night, Oisin, and the actual, when nominees see their images of themselves and the action from their respective sports up on the big screen. It adds to the night, and certainly we're looking forward to another big occasion, and it'll be the 48th Donegal Sports Star Awards, which started in 1976.
Yeah, and it certainly has evolved over the years, and it's one of the highlights of the sporting calendar, obviously, in Donegal. But from your point of view as a committee, you want these nominations in for the 24th, and then I suppose the real hard work starts for you guys after that, Declan.
Yes, listen, we've been working since the end of September, so we have about 2 months done, and we're just about halfway through, Oisin. So yeah, when the nominations come in, then it's a case of going through them then, and we'll be judging them over. It'll probably take a couple of nights to get through them. For example, last year we had 46 categories in total, so there's a lot of work, and we expect something around the same this year. So yes, there's a lot of work in terms of deciding and the winners in the respective categories. And then, of course, the big one is the overall winner. The reigning overall winner is Mark English, and he is only the second person to win the award 3 times, and the first male, Sinead Jennings, is the other 3-time winner. So yes, listen, there are lots, and listen, we have special categories for the Special Olympics and for the para athletes as well. And obviously the Appreciation Award is very important in terms of people who give a lot to sport behind the scenes. We'll also have the Hall of Fame. So listen, there's lots there. The team award is also very important, and the coach manager.
Yeah. And it's not about elite sport either, so it's not, Declan. It's very, very broad.
That's what, you know, sports that don't get maybe as much media coverage, the more so-called minority sports get a lot of coverage in the Donegal Sports Star Awards, and it'll be the same this time.
And after you guys sit down and try and figure out who is going to progress in the categories, obviously you'll have your launch at the start of the year, so it is. So once it comes to January, it really starts to pick up speed, so it does.
Yes, we'll have our launch on the 8th of January, where we will announce the special guest, and obviously ticket details will be released at that stage, and then it's really all hands to the deck then for the next 3 weeks ahead of the actual function itself. And again, Oisin, we would like to thank Donegal County Council for their continued support. They are our exclusive sponsors for a long number of years, and with their support, we're able to put on a night that is fitting for Donegal sport.
Okay. Once again, just to remind listeners, the 24th of November is the deadline date for nominations for the 2023 Donegal Sports Star Awards. Declan, as always, thanks for coming in and joining us.
Thanks, Oisin.
That's Declan Kerr, and that is it from The Score. If you missed any of the show, you will of course be able to recap on the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Until the next time, from me, Oisin Kelly, have a very good evening. Yeah.